So, Parshas Pinchas. So, the Halakha Gemara Naim says in Parshas Pinchas that you should know what is the inyan that Pinchas became a Kohen. Pinchas became a Kohen by virtue of his kanos over here with the mice of Zimri. So, it's a question that's based on Parshas Pinchas, but the answer is so Mori Naim, Dick. It's just so vintage Mori Naim. And he tells us that Chazal tells us, ain't Peronius bar Loila Mela Bishvil Yisrael. Peronius only comes Bishvil Yisrael. And ain't Toiva bar Loila Mela Bishvil Yisrael. And good also. And he tells us that Bishvil Yisrael is Lashon Shvil. Pashim Shat Bishvil means because of. But as many other Mepharshim say in similar circumstances, Bishvil Yisrael means in the Shvil of Klai Yisrael, in the root, in the channel of Klai Yisrael, which means that the whole Vort of this world is the world of Tzimtzum. That Hashem, obviously, is Ein Sof, and all His Midos are beyond comprehension, and they're just too big for us. So, the whole avoida is the avoida of tzimtzum. The Hashem is constricting things and custom tailoring everything in a way that we can handle it. So it says, Peronius comes to them, Bishvil Yisrael. Bishvil means, yeah, sit next to me. Right next to me, look at the Sefer together, pull up a chair. So Bishvil Yisrael means in the Shvil of Klai Yisrael. Right here. In the Shvil of Klai Yisrael, in the road. We are the transfer point between the unlimited, infinite, and the infinite, the finite world. Bishvil, in the Shvil of Klai Yisrael. And he says, that's the pshat. It says in Pirkei Avos, it says in Perikei, Basar Mamoris Nivroilam, Utem Mamoris, the world is created with 10 proclamations by Hashem. So the Gemara says, Matam, what's up as 10? To give a schar for the tzaddikim, that it was 10, not 1. And to punish the Rishoyim, there's 10 and not 1. What does that mean? It's very strange. That Hashem should make the world not in one mimer, but in 10, in order to punish Rishoyim. We want to punish Rishoyim. Hashem is like such a vengeful, vengeful God. He wants to punish Rishoyim. So the teretz is that Hashem created the world for one reason. The reason He created the world is that there should be creations, creatures, who should recognize Him, who should appreciate Him, who should benefit from Hashem. Hashem wants to give us, He wants to give us Taiva. He's the ultimate giver, and He wants us to recognize that all the gifts come from Him. But therefore a gift, in order to be a gift, has to be a gift that's good for the receiver. The aside of a gift is a gift what's good for the receiver, and that's what's good for the giver. You want to give your wife a present, you don't give what you want to give her. You give what she wants to get. So you want to give her, you know, maybe handcuffs or something. Golden handcuffs. But she doesn't want to get that. She wants something else entirely. So you have to give your wife what she wants to get, and what you want to give. So to the Rabbi Shalom gave us a world that's custom tailored to us according to our midas. And Hashem even gave us tanugim, every tang in the world, all the ice cream that Hashem created, and all the chocolatier chocolates, are just because really Hashem wants us to love Him. But to love Hashem is just too much to expect of a bus of a dumb. So therefore Hashem is always training us to have a lust and a desire and a hunger and a craving for little stuff, little pastries, little chocolates, little ice creams, little popsicles, little cones. And then slowly, slowly, by making a bracha, you say, you know, really, the bracha is really geschmacker than the ice cream cone. That's if you make a bracha properly. I want to get close to Hashem. Being close to Hashem is really the most geschmacker zach in the world. So therefore, the purpose of getting the ice creams in the world and the cones in the world is to get to the Rabbanu Shalom. Hashem put money in the world. Now, some people just love money. So only think about money. The reason why God put money in the world is so we should have something to trust. We trust our money, and God we trust. But the reason why it says in God we trust on the dollar bills is because from trusting in money. What's money? It's a piece of, it's ridiculous. It's a dirty piece of paper with old men's pictures on it. And yet, boy, when we have it in our pocket, we feel much better about ourselves. So I feel, I wouldn't leave the house without wallets full of money. I gotta have 50s, 100s. Otherwise, I feel like I have no security. I feel secure when I go around with all those dollar bills, right? And my credit cards. What's a credit card? It's a piece of plastic. What's the difference between this piece of plastic, a cup, which is worth a penny, and my credit card, which is worth $10,000, $20,000, whatever my line of credit is? There's I trust. I learned to trust credit cards. Why in the world? I don't know. But I'd be talking to my credit card that wherever I go, I can get cash, I can buy things. It's really amazing. And the vendor will give me a $10,000 diamond ring, which is very precious. God gives me because of this piece of plastic. He trusts that the name here, AT&T Universal MasterCard, this guy believes that the MasterCard people are going to pay him. You think about it, it's really amazing. Baruch, Atah, Adonai, Eliheinu Melech Olam, Shako Nieh Bezro.
Amen.
So Gedalia, Dr. Gedalia, is going to be working on someone's mouth, putting in hours and weeks of work, investing money in golden crowns, and he put his kliches into it. He has to pay tuition bills, left children, Baruch Hashem. And the guy gives him a little piece of plastic, and he believes that this plastic can get paid. He worked for days and months and weeks and invested equipment, nurses, gold for the fillings. He takes this little silly piece of plastic, and he believes that there's going to be a payment for this piece of plastic. So for this, you see that there's a thing that you can believe in something that really doesn't make any sense. There's nothing here. Just you believe. Based on what you've seen in the past and based on how you feel about it, and this works. So from this, we extrapolate that there's a Rabban Shalom, if you don't see Hashem. And it doesn't exactly make sense. Where's Hashem? No one ate him, touched him. He's not in the newspaper, you know. I read the newspapers. Front page is the thing about God. Speaks about Hezbollah. Speaks about blow-ups in India. Speaks about the stock market. It's no God. It's no God on the first page. So God doesn't make it to the first page. New York Times, nothing in the New York Times about God today. So how important could God be? I'm supposed to trust in God? Does he make it to the New York Times? And the New York Times, all news is fit to print. God's not doing anything. What's his business of HaMachadish V'tuva Choyam Tomim Ma'aseh Bereishis? God renews every day. If he's renewing every day, it means he's newsworthy. If he's newsworthy, he should be in the New York Times, because the New York Times has all the news that's fit to print. And God's in the New York Times, he ain't fit to print. So I don't believe in God anymore. That's it. I don't believe him. He's not in the New York Times. He couldn't be fit to print. He's not Mechadish B'tuvi Chalom Tom Maser Bereishis. Where are you, God? The answer is, where is Mr. AT&T? Where is Fort Knox? They tell me there's a place called Fort Knox with this gold that used to be that the dollar bills represent the gold. I never saw Fort Knox. I never saw the gold bullion. I'm believing somebody's story, but I didn't read any place. I just heard about it that this is worth something. $20 bills work. You know why? Because I see it works. I go to the store, I give it $20 bill. People give me a lot of groceries. It works. So I believe in Hashem. It seems to work. So I believe. So Vinicio starts extrapolating, God we trust. But Lamaisa, the reason why God put trust in silly things like pieces of green paper and pieces of plastic is to teach us that we should go higher and not leave our Amunah in the plastic and the paper. We should have Amunah in the Rabbi Shalom. So all this, everything that we see on the lowest level is only bait to bring us to a higher level. This is basic Ma'arinayim. And Hashem wants us to know about his malchut. The Gemara says, go out and see. We learn from the way kings run their kingdom in this world. Malchusa derekia ke malchusa dara. Malchusa dara ke malchusa derekia. That the way kings run the world down here, that's how Hashem runs the world up there. And we extrapolate from seeing the kings. That's why God made kings down here. So we should have a glimpse of his kingdom. Everything in this world is a glimpse of something higher. So, says the Ma'arinayim that Hashem wants us only to love him, and therefore he made himself even smaller in a smaller love, a mini love, so from the miniature we'll have a picture of the whole thing. You know, before they make boats. So, somebody played a game on me. I don't know, someone played a joke on me. and they got me a subscription to a sailboating magazine. I know it is. Some joker. Now for the last couple of months I get this boating magazine. It just came today, so I probably throw it in the garbage and eat it. But I flipped through it for a second to see what's, you know, it's a whole thing called boats. So I just noticed that they were building on one of the Caribbean islands, they're building on this big, huge boat. And before they build the boat, though, the rule is you're supposed to have a prototype. You're supposed to make a little wooden model of it first. Before they build a big boat, they make a little boat. That's the Derech HaDvarim. And from the little boat, you have an idea what you can build in the big boat. It's a good idea, because you're not going to start the big boat from scratch. You have to have some physical idea, a little musik, a little glimpse of what the boat's going to look like. So you have to have a little prototype boat, a little tiny boat. Or if you state architects, make blueprints. So everything in the world, everything we desire in this world is just a little prototype to give us an idea of the big boat, the big love of the Rabban Shalom. That everything we eat, everything we desire, that's really what a bracha is all about. The bracha is saying, Hashem, I love cholent, and I love herring, shemalt herring, matzah herring, I just love it. But I'm making a bracha to say, Hashem, that I'm taking this love, this taste I have for the matzah herring, and I'm making a shakan, I'm thanking you, Hashem, that I want this love to bring me to a higher geshmak, to have a geshmak in you. That's the pshat. I want to have a geshmak in the Rabban Shalom. That's why Hashem gave geshmak and matzah herring in the world. Because if you have no geshmak and matzah herring, you're not going to have a geshmak in Hashem. So we don't believe in the derech of fasting all the time. We believe you got to eat, and you got to eat, like the Yerushalmi says, you'll be taking the task in the future if you didn't enjoy all the fruits in the world. It's brought down, right, the Yerushalmi on the Kedushin, the Messias Hashem brings it down, that Rabbi Lazar said that every year he would save his pennies to taste every fruit in the world, to appreciate what a great world Hashem made. So even Arias, says the Baal Shem Tov, even the taiva for women, prohibited women, was made so you should not indulge in it, but say, you know what? Boy, I have this tremendous yearning for this prohibited woman. It just draws me. I'm a sugar. I go crazy. And it's mamish drawing me. It's infatuating me. But I'm going to be smart and realize that that's just to wake me up, that I should be infatuated by the Rabban Shalom. I'm not going to give in to the type of this forbidden woman. And I'm going to use this infatuation that I'm going to say, you know what, if I really wanted, I get infatuated with learning Torah. I'm going to go to a shir, and I'm going to get into his Gemara and get into the learning. I'm going to give me a God created infatuations for lowly things, prohibited things, to be bait for something bigger. So he says that therefore everything in this world is just an achiza l'midoisav yizbarach. It's a way to grab on, it's a strap, it's a hanger strap to hang on to the Rabban Shalom. But he says that the pshat is that we find there's a thing called kapdonus, kpeda. And the rule is, the Gemara says in the Baba Basra, Kahanim are Kapdonim. Kohanim are very irritable people. Kohanim are very annoyed, irritated, full of resentment and anger. Kind of very angry people. Angry. Rage, inner rage. These two kohanim next to each other. He's calm as a cucumber. He's like a volcano. We have a cucumber. You're kind too. Three kohanim in the same, unbelievable, three in a row. Three kohanim in a row. He's a red gingy. He's a white calm. And you're a volcano monster, yeah. So why a kohanim like that? Because kohanim were given the midah of avas Hashem. They were given the midah of passion, an extra midah of passion. Because since kohanim served the Rabbeinu Shlalom, since the Kohanim serve Hashem in the base of Mikdash, Kohanim have to be his reason. We have another thing about a Kohen. The Kohen is supposed to be a Zohar. He's supposed to be in a rush. He's running around doing the Ratan Hashem. He's not lazy. Kohanim just does letting around. They have the great. And so, in order for the Kohen to be a Zohar, in order for the Kohen to be someone's mama moving, rushing around to the Vadis Hashem, the engine, the batteries, is his kas, his anger, so to speak. The anger means he's boiling over all the time. The Kohanim have an extra measure of emotion, an extra measure of heat, an extra measure of feeling. They feel things, they feel, their feelings are stronger. They feel things stronger. And that's what gets them to move, and that's why they're so excited to do whatever it is Hashem. Kam is reason, but they're also kapdonim, right? But the truth of the matter is that you have to have, they also have a lot of chesed. Chesed means love for Hashem. He has midas of chesed. So the kapdonus, says the Morinayim, is really an adjustment, a regulator. That's the word we're looking for, a regulator. The kapdonus of the kahanim, they're being tough, sometimes very rough, angry, upset, is the only way that their chesed is regulated. Chesed means an outpouring of love, an outpouring of energy, passion, but passion is dangerous, too much. They could go too far with it. So therefore you need kepeda, which is not so much love, and they get upset quickly, because if not of the kepeda, they're chayachasadam rav yaisav yaisav ashatzar l'snaik b'zeharilam, but too much. So therefore, he says that the yidden by the chait of shitim, when they were mezana, so really there was the midah of av over here. And the Baal Shem Tov says again, all the taiva for a shiksus, for a rayas, there's a positive thing to it. The person who is a very open-hearted person, and easily, so as he falls in love, and easily is attracted by other people, that is really, so they should open his heart up to be attracted by the Rabbanei Shalom. If you're in Gansna, a kalta, fashlost in a person, if you're a locked in person, an inhibited person, a person who is not open, so then you're not going to be open to the Rabbanei Shalom. But the Shem says, you be a person who's open, then when you daven in the morning, and you can say, Pesukim de Zimri, you'll do it with the Shtapchus HaNefesh, your heart opens to the Rabbanei Shalom, you'll daven with this Lahavus, and then you'll go ahead and you'll say, because creation was the Lahavus, you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And you'll be Marif Bechad. You'll be open. You'll be inhibited. You'll open your mouth up. Open your heart up. You give out your energy. Hi, Makabal Amang Shemaye. You won't think, you're afraid people think it's afraid that rabbi's nuts. He's screaming. Sounds like Tarzan or something. What does he think he's anyway? You know, this crazy guy. But he's a good guy. He's in love with the Rabbi Shalom. I don't care what people think of me. Bavosa Tishke Tomet says in Mishlei. The Rambam brings out his tshuva. Because he's so in love with the Rabbi Shalom, like you're a meshugener. You're infatuated. You're infatuated out of love. And when you were first married, you were dancing all over the place. First night you were married. Oh, we danced. He danced. What's the dancing? We're trying to get the chos and the kal into that. I do, wow, it's unbelievable. There's just, so much love is pouring out of me. I just can't stop dancing. You never in your life danced like you danced out of your chassi. You dance with the kala, and you're dancing, Kate, some rock them, and everyone's dancing with you to put you in the mood of it. And so all the chos and kal just feel mamish, the unlimited emotions of love. Of course, you can't do that all the time. If you dance that every night, you know, every chassi you go to, you'd be dead. You'd be, you'd have an ounce of energy left. The wataka thing in your sugar. But you're supposed to experience this every now and then. So the truth of the matter is that the Yidden let out their love and their taiva for the benais of Midyan, but there was no tzimtzum over there. There was no tzimtzum. But Pinchas was the kanoi because he did what a kahana was supposed to do. A kohen is a captain. A kohen says, well, one second, yeah. Do this right, do that right, you're not doing anything straight. Hey, stop! Oh, wow, who are you doing? The kind of like policemen. Some kind of like policemen. We have some of those. And they're very captain, they're very mocked when everything has been done the way they think is right. But that's good. Because otherwise, the other regish of the Kayan that, I'm just all over the place. I'm just outpouring of love. I love everybody. I love you. And you get it. So, you know, you can love shiksas too. And that's really the pshat taka by Dr. Mafarsh would say, Zimri, his cheshbon, his false cheshbon was, he figured, he had a cheshbon, he meant Lashem Shemayim. That the way to protect Klal Yisrael from the Goyim is by marrying the Goyim. If you can't beat him, join them. You can't beat him, make them join you. And maybe now as I'm saying over the Morinayim, I appreciate what his name is, Zimri. Zimri Lashem, Psukah the Zimra. He's a man of song. singing songs of praise to Hashem. You know, I sing so loud, I want everyone to join me in the choir over here, singing the praises of the Lord, even the Shiksas, even the Goyim. We're going to carve everybody. Remember, there was once this great Jewish singer, but he's a little too friendly with the ladies. He was Makar of people. No, seriously, it's not Pashut. He was an awesome singer. And Mamish, very special. But allegedly, he was too much love. It was like free love. It was too loose. And he was too loose with the women. Too loose with the women. He was a Zimri. So Zimri went even further. He was Makar of Shiksas. And that's very nice. And you know, sometimes it's very seductive to think like that. And it's hard to stop a person like that. Wow. And Zimri said, "These shiksas are of the Zohar. They want to take us to church, but we're gonna make them bring us to shul." But I just heard a story last night. There's a bacher in our Sameach, and I just heard the story how he's a wonderful bacher, awesome bacher. And I realize now this bacher is mamish the Zimri story. This is Pshat Zimri. Here's the Zimri story. So the bacher's father tells me how the boy became from. He was in college, and of course he had a girlfriend. And with the girlfriend, a nice shiksa. And the shiksa, as a nice Jewish boy, what do you do with a Jewish boy? You bring him to church with you. She takes him to church. And the nice Jewish boy, who never set foot in the shul, is going to church. And he's hearing about Yashka. And he comes home and he tells his parents, who knew less than him, "Hey, you know, maybe Yashka's right. I heard in church that if I don't believe in Yashka, if I don't believe in Jay, I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to get him. I'm going to be burning. I got to believe in Yashka. There's no help for me. Maybe Taka is heaven. I don't know. I don't believe in anything else. I never taught to believe in God." His parents don't have to say. He said, "Well, speak to the rabbi." Well, of course, who's the rabbi? Reform rabbi. The reform rabbi, absolutely nothing to tell him why he should not believe in Yashka. Goes to the conservative rabbi, nothing to tell him. But he was went to an Orthodox rabbi. And the Orthodox rabbi had plenty to tell him why he shouldn't believe in Yashka. And he started telling about what they believe in the Rabbanu Shlom. And the Orthodox rabbi was passionate for the Rabbanu Shlom. So that's how he got involved with Shlomo Yidden. And became a full Baal Tshuva. And now he has nothing to do with it. His family is mostly people who are intermarried. His own brother is married to a Shiksa. Unbelievable. But the Maisa, who brought him to our Sameach? The Shiksa. If not the Shiksa, he wouldn't be our Sameach. Because before he had the Shiksa, he wasn't loving any God. He was totally into himself. He wasn't even interested in God. The shiksa takes him to church. The shiksa makes him think about that there's a God. Hey, maybe it's Yashka. So from now, once he already had thirst, interest in a God, so that brought him to their Rabbanu Shlom. But if he never had gone to church, he would never be interested in the shul. It's amazing. It's an amazing story. This is what Zimri was saying, you know, we have to, you know, the Shiva Bachman, they're just not, you know, they're not learning Musa like it should be. They're not davening with the Gishmak. We can introduce them to the Shiksas. And these Shiksas, boy, they were talking very from Shiksas, the Gemara says. They went over the Zohar. They told the boys, "We love you, you're gewaltig, you're geschmack, we want to do everything in the world you want from us. We want to have a very loving relationship, but first, you have to love my God. Kiss my God, Pa'or, and do the Pa'or thing. If you love my God, you love me. If you don't love my God, you can't love me." So Zimri said, "Well, you know, that's not a big idea. These Bachram have no love in them, they're just dead. They're in Chaisen and Schmeitzes, and Teisvis, and there's no love. There's no passion in them. We're going to get them passionate about the Shiksas. The Shiksas are going to get them passionate about the poor. And we're going to bring them back to have an Avos Hashem." That's exactly what the Maharal is saying. That Zimri, like the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem made a rise in the world. Hashem made us to take a rise in the world to wake us up. There's a thing called love. There's a thing called passion. There's a thing called taiva. But he's supposed to use the taiva. The Maharal says in Tillim, "Gorsa nafshi l'tayva," says David Melech. I chew up Torah. I eat up bletter gemara l'tayva, with a taiva, the geschmack. So some people fress up pizza pies. Some people fress blat gemaras. It's awesome. So you know that last week was the biggest fress in the world. It was Nathan's Frankfurters. I think it's on 4th of July. It's a great American event. At the kosher, I'm not sure the kosher anymore. Nathan's was once probably kosher. What? Once upon a time, Coney Island. Sure, Nathan. The kids, there's some guy, I think a Japanese, they're in the radio, ate 53 hot dogs. Can you imagine 53 hot dogs? I was upset. I don't know how long the hot dogs were, how long it took them. But I'm sure going to... he was hungry for the money or something. He wanted to win money or win the world title for the most hot dogs. He ate 53 hot dogs in one sitting. Does he love hot dogs? No, he loves the money. He loves winning the prize. He loves the fame and everything. But the hot dogs, they're chitinza for other things. So to me, he says, if we get these guys to become, we got to wake them up, these bachurim. You know, we got to get some little love in their heart, a little passion, a little fire. We got to fire them up. You know, they're sitting there, dull bachurim. So that was the pshat. So Zimri Lashon Zemer. But Pinchas has both things. The Kahanim have the right balance. They are chesed, their love for Hashem. Kohen loves their Baruch Shem. But he also has kepeda. He also has discipline. Stop. He has anger, which means also like put a lid on things. Don't be so infatuated. Don't get so lost and stop. You gotta be right. The kepeda, the balance. The irritation, the annoyance, the demand has got to be a certain way. Being meticulous, being didactic, that is the balance to being just all over the place, open, chesed, just spritzing all over the world, just spurting out all over without any limitation, without any focus. So that is the word of the word. That is the reason why Pinchas is kanos, he says, thwart him the kahuna. So remember, Rashi says that Pinchas really shouldn't be a kohen, because the kahanim were only given to Aaron and his sons, who were born after the fathers became the kahanim. So Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aaron a kohen, he was born before Elaz became a kohen. God only made kahanim, there were five kahanim in the world. Aaron and his four sons, Nadav, Avihu, Elaz, and Yisamar. Fortunately, the first day, those of you get killed. But Elaz and Yisamar are there, and they became Kahanim, and their future children. But Pinchas was born before that, so therefore, maybe there were other sons, but the only one we know about is Pinchas, but Elaz ben Aaron HaKohen. He wasn't a Kohen. He wasn't a Kohen. But now that he demonstrated Kanoz, he showed that he's not really a Kohen. Because Kanoz means stop, put a limit on things, be a captain, don't let things get out of hand. Hold it. Hold it. Hold things in. And that's what a kohen needs. So therefore, it became a kohen from the kaptanos. This is what the Hilchos Gemorah Na'im says. Okay, very interesting. Now comes along Kedushas Levi, and the Kedushas Levi says the following. Says the Hilchos Kedushas Levi that says Pinchas and Elaz ben Aaron kohen heishivas chamasi the kanoi es kinasi b'soicham when he. He was zealous for me, b'soicham, in them. So the question is, in fact, the Halakha Kedushas Levi, on Daf Shin Samach, why does the Pshat, you have a different printing, right in the beginning of Pinchas here, second piece of Pinchas. Yeah. So says the Halakha Kedushas Levi, why does the Pshat, the Kanoyas Kinesi b'soicham? He was zealous for me in their midst. So the Velt says, b'soicham means that Pinchas is Kanoas, drew out the kanos and the rest of Klal Yisrael. Like this, kanos can be something, oh, he's a kanoi. The kanoi is crazy. But we can't relate to him. We don't like kanoim. A lot of people don't like kanoim. But Pinchas was not a kohen. The kanoi is kinesi b'soicham. He was mekana my kinna in them. He brought it out of every Jew. Every Jew said, you know, he's right. This is the way we should do. He aroused the midah of kanos and Klal Yisrael. But that's not what the Kedushas Levi says. He says, how come Pinchas got two rewards? It says Hinni Naisin Ali Brisi Shalom, and it says also I give him Bris Kehunas Olam. Can I have a sitter, please? Hashem said I'm giving him Bris Kehunas Olam. So number one, he got the Bris, he got the covenant of peace, and the second thing he got was Bris Kehunas Olam. He got Kuna forever, right? So first it says, Lachain Amor, Hinni Naisin Ali Brisi Shalom. Then the next pasuk says, "Zohaisel Zayir Acher Bris Kunas Olam." He'll be a kohen forever. A separate thing. So, in fact, the Kehelig Kedushas Levi Pinchas did only one thing. He was a kanoi, and he killed Zimri and Cosby. So, why does he deserve for that two rewards? Brisi Shalom and Bris Kunas Olam. What's that for two things? You kind of should be interested in this. So, the answer is he says that Chazal Zayir says it. That Pinchas is Elio. It doesn't say in Shas. It says in the Zohar.
Lakadosh. Pirzel Yo. And he says that there's a Tyson but Metzia that brings down the town of the Yo, that there was a Machlaikas there. From whom does Pinchas come? From who comes Elio? Does Elio come from Rachel, or does he come from Leah? And the Elio Navi himself said, I come from Rachel. There's the Machlekes based measures. From which one of the Imos comes Elio, even though he's a Kayan, but does he come from Rachel or Leah? And he said, I come from Rachel. So, says the Kedekadish Levi, you should know, wow, I can't believe I saw this today, because just in the Gea today. If you see a man, if a Yid sees another Yid doing an Aveira, and he gets very angry at him right away, and he's a big Kanoi, you should know that Kanoi is Chas V'Shol Ma'ir Dinam on Klal Yisrael. He arouses Hashem should be angry at Klal Yisrael. But Pinchas, even though he's Mekan the Kinnis Hashem Tzvakais, Aval Pikin Lehoi Ma'ir Aleim Dinam Chas V'Shol. Only Chasadim Toivim, and he's Mechaper of Bnei Yisrael. And that's why Taket says, again, it says in the Pasuk, that, it says in the Pasuk by Pinchas, the Akanoi is Moira God's anger. Usually a person is Akanoi and he gets something, he's a fighter, he goes, oh, these Jews are no good at doing this Aver and that Aver, and the Machal Shabbos ain't trait, and this and that. So that arouses God's anger. Hashem gets angry at Klai Yisrael. It's not good. But Pinchas is the opposite. Pinchas was Mekana Kinnis Hashem, and if I can't, it calmed down God's anger. Hey Shivas Hamasi. Hey Shivas Hamasi. Like Kilisi as Bnei Yisrael Bekinasi. I did not destroy them. I did not hurt them. And as Viter. Behoisali Lazar Akar Biskuna Salam Taras Rakina Lelihov. Vayechapra Bnei Yisrael. He was a kapar of Klai Yisrael. So ordinarily, when a person in the Kanoini brings up, says nasty things about Klai Yisrael, says harsh things about Klai Yisrael, accuses them of their sins, he arouses din against Klai Yisrael. And Pinchas did the opposite. He was Mechaper of Bnei Yisrael. He Shivas Chamasil Bnei Yisrael. It's a Gevaldik Azach Pinchas. So, Fakert, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he was a Melech Yosher. Because after he killed Cosby and Zimri, he stuck his spear right through the both of them, he brought them outside, showed Klai Yisrael that they were fornicating and doing these disgusting things, a yid with a shiksa, and it's usser treif, chazer treif. Then he threw them on the ground, and he says, Rabbi Shalom, because such low lives like Zimri and Cosby, tens of thousands of yidin should die in plagues. So he was made to Yisrael Klai Yisrael, because there's such these low lives, everyone wants to suffer because of them. So therefore, Hashem gave him two schar. He did two things. You know why? A regular kanoi is a dangerous person. A regular kanoi, when he is angry at Klai Yisrael, he withdraws from Klai Yisrael. He doesn't want to associate with Klai Yisrael. He says, ugh, I want nothing, these are Jews. I want nothing to do with these kind of people. These are not my kind of people. I do not want to associate with them. But Pinchas Melaz Ben Aaron HaKoyen, Hey Shivas Chamasi Bama Yisrael, but Kanoyas Kinasi B'Saychav. The God of Pinchas was, he did two things, Pinchas. Number one is the Kanoy. He stopped this terrible thing. But ordinarily a Kanoy is like a rose with a thorn. Because the very time that he's a Kanoy and he acts harshly, and reacts harshly and with anger against the sinners, he thereby condemns the sinners and alienates himself from them and wants nothing to do with them. And he wouldn't mind they be punished. And he becomes a judge over them. And he becomes nasty to them, so to speak. He becomes judgmental, critical, and judging them to be guilty. But Pinchas was just the opposite. Even as he was Kanoi, Kanoi is Kinesiba V'Saicham. He did not detach himself from Klai Yisrael. He did not alienate himself from the people. He says, you're punished. I'm part of the Jewish people. I worry about them. I don't want them to be punished. These two that I killed are no good, but the rest of them? They might have done a virus, but only because these are these terrible role models. And therefore I want you to forgive them. So therefore Hashem gives them two rewards. The reward, he says, The Bris Shalom he gets because he had to do such a violent act. His reward is he gets a bris of being a peaceful person, a tranquil person. Davka, because he went out of his way to do something taka very violent. You think Pin was a murderer? He never in his life held a spear. Go take a gun, kill somebody. I never used a gun in my life, right? I never killed anything in my life. Maybe a fly. I killed a lot of time. Yeah, time. I'm a big killer actually. I'm a good time killer, but otherwise. And killing time is committing suicide on the installment plan. So time I kill, but other people not. Imagine I'm going to go ahead and take a gun. Be one thing. A gun would be so bad. I take a spear and go into this tent and mamish impale these two people. This was incredible. He's a tzaddik. He's a olam pillar. He's never left the base medrash. He was sitting and learning all the time. And suddenly he's impaling these two people. So because he did something so violent, he gets a reward that is brisi shalom. But because he was beside B'nai Yisrael, and he was not mufrit from them, therefore he gets brisk, who now suddenly becomes a kohen, which represents Klal Yisrael, and the meat of a kohen is chesed, and the kohen is bringing kapara in Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of a kohen, brings kapara for Klal Yisrael. Ka'anam oichlam, a violent miskaparim. So with the fact that the kanoah is the violent act, he gets the bris of feast. And because he did an act of kanoah beside B'nai Yisrael, caring about Klal Yisrael, v'chaparim B'nai Yisrael, that's why he gets the brisk, who now suddenly. So that's two rewards. Gewalt! You hear? That's Rabbi Seichem. The Seichem. And therefore, he gets, because he's Bechapra of Yisrael. And therefore he says that that's what Elio is Pinchas and Pinchas Elio. Comes out, he's from Leah and he's from Rachel. It's both true. In other words, when Elio was Mekana Kinnas Hashem, so then he is from the Shama of Rachel. Elio is also Kanoi. Elio is a big Kanoi. He was also screaming Klai Yisrael over there are theirs. In the role of a Kanoi, then he comes from Rachel. Because it says by Rachel, but the Kanei Rachel Bachoisa. That's Rachel's Midah, Kina. So therefore Elio says they come from Rachel. And there's a part of me that comes from Leah too. The part of me that the Kohen part, the part of me that's a Kohen. So that comes from Leah, because Leah is the mother of Levi, and the mother of Kahanim. So we have four Bnei Leah over here, right in front of us, right now. So we have three Kahanim and one Levi here. So the tzad of the Kahanim, where they're part of Klal Yisrael, and they come from Levi and Kahuna, that's Leah, that's the part of the Eliyahu who cares about Klal Yisrael. But the Kanoi part, the violent part, that comes from Rachel, because she had Kina. That's Kanoi Rachel Bachoisa, and that Kanoi part comes from Rachel. So therefore, Pinchas Leyo are two sides of the same personality, and the personality itself comes from Rachel and Leah, and it's all reflected back on Pinchas over here in the Parsha, because there are two things, an act of violence and an act of love. For the violence, he begets a Bris Yisholah, and for the act of love, that he's B'Soichem, he's part of Klal Yisrael, and then alien his own Klal Yisrael, he gets the Bris Kun HaSoilom, and the Kahanim care about Klal Yisrael.
So he was literally an offspring of Rachel?
He had the midah of Rachel, like every one of us. He had the midah of Rachel. He had the midah of Rachel himself. Then there's one more little shtickle over here in the Kedushas Levi, which is very appropriate for him. Again, the Kedushas Levi is called, he's always called the Derbam Dikr, which means the one that davens to Hashem. And he's always Malamas Chusan Klai Yisrael. The Levi Yitzchak would be awesome just if he wrote the Kedushas Levi. It's enough of a sefer to immortalize him with Klal Yisrael. But in addition to that, we know that traditionally that nobody was so loving the Klal Yisrael and saying, and b'malam eschus on them, like him. So he has a word here that's very appropriate for him. He says the pshat is that it says later on in the parsha that Moshe says to the Rabban Shalom when he wants to have Yeshua appointed as the man of Yisrael, he says Yifka Hashem lekei ruchais lechobasar isha le'eda. Yifka Hashem, appoint please Hashem the lekei ruchais, the God of all spirits, lechobasar for all flesh, isha le'eda, a one man over the whole congregation who will lead them in and lead them out and be their leader. So the terminology is very strange. Yifkad Hashem,
Elokeia, God who is Elokeia Ruchas the Chol Basar, the God of all winds or spirits for all flesh. So in the same breath, he's speaking about the spirits and the flesh. That's very diametrically different. Spirit and flesh will do different things. What's the pshat? So he says that the reason why he says it is because Klal Yisrael is supposed to be a ruchnistic people. We're supposed to be a very spiritual people. Ruchnius, ruach. So Moshe says, Rabbi Shalom, we need a leader who will lead them to be Yivka Shemalakei Ruchas. We have to have a leader who will put the Jews in touch with the God of their spirit. We have to make them spiritual. That's a gewaltig gezach. But the only problem is that a lot of Jews aren't so spiritual. You know why? Because God, you are the Elkei Ruchas L'chol Basar. You put the ruach into flesh, into meat, into flesh. And mitzad our flesh, we are what? We are meat and potatoes. So, enoch lam, we have a ruach, but we also have meat and potatoes. And what if we'll do about that? So therefore, says Moshe, I want a leader who will acknowledge that you are the lekei ruchas. Lekei ruchai soishiyana. That's one of the hakafas. But on the other hand, I want to have a leader who remember that the lechol basar, that these ruchais are inside the flesh, and therefore they are very easily corrupted. So therefore, remember that they're pranasa, they have to go out into the world, and you have to have a leader who will be, like they say, it's a God and to light, it's a God and to man, it's a spirit and flesh at the same time. That is the balance we need. Ruchais lechol basar. Has to remember that they come from Boxer, and it'll be Malam, it's Chus and Klai, so that they ultimately still come from Boxer. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here. And,